time.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
So petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
That's right. Back to the work week.
Yes, very lively weekend. Listen, man.
What?
This is what we're going to do the whole Trump administration. I guess every Saturday we're going to have to protest something he's done, right?
Protest
it seems like
every Saturday,
Trump, see, this Trump has signed an executive order that we can't have no Saturdays without protesting him. That's what it seems like.
Goodness gracious.
How long has he been president?
2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
A week? I don't know.
I think it's been
10 days. It's been 10 days, actually. He got sworn in on the 20th. It's been 10 days.
He ain't playing.
So in 10 days, we've had to protest him 2 Saturdays in a row. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the Women's March was the Women's March, but that was kind of a Trump protest, right?
It wasn't meant to be a protest. That's not how they were pushing it, but some people did
part
do that
of it.
As part of a protest. It was more of women coming together in unity.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this Saturday, absolutely, they were protesting the ban on Muslims.
And the airports, mm-hmm. everywhere.
And I'd like for y'all to know it's not a ban on Muslims. It's a Muslim ban.
What?
It's a difference.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
Oh, okay,
that's just how alternative fact people spin it. It's not a ban on Muslims. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on Muslims.
Okay.
It's a difference.
I feel like I'm in a movie, a bad movie or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? This doesn't even seem real.
It doesn't. None of it does.
Well, over the weekend, Angela Yee and I were out in Orlando for a Pro Bowl. Shout out to our station out there, 104.5 The Beat.
Drop on the clues bombs from 104.5 The Beat in Orlando.
I had a great time out there. Shout out to my girl Koya and to D Strong.
Yeah, it was a good time. The weather
now
wasn't
I'm in
too
LA.
Nice. Oh, you're in LA right now, right?
The
we'll join you in a little bit.
Out here. Mm-hmm.
Nah, the weather in Orlando was about 45 degrees. It was freezing. It wasn't too nice, but we still had
in
a good
Orlando?
Time out there. Yeah, it was freezing in Orlando.
Wow.
It wasn't nice.
Okay, and it was not freezing.
It
you
was
were
freezing.
So dramatic.
It was cold. For
it was
Orlando,
like 60
it's usually
degrees.
70.
That's not freezing.
It was a lot less than 60.
Oh, don't worry. God coming back soon.
You know? My goodness.
You don't even know the weather anymore. I'm telling you, man, ever since McConaughey came out the closet, the world changed. Ever since McConaughey came out the closet, the world has changed.
Oh my
okay?
goodness.
Y'all keep talking about Trump in the White House. No, McConaughey coming out the closet changed the world.
So you going to blame everything on McConaughey?
McConaughey and Donald Trump get all the blame.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
McConaughey grabbed T.I.'s ass that time on that stage. And
allegedly.
The world ain't been the same since.
My goodness, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
I mean, what else can we talk about? We'll be talking about Donald Trump and his travel ban on 7 Muslim-majority nations. We'll discuss what that means for you and all the protests that are going on.
It's not a travel ban on Muslims. It's a ban for Muslims that are traveling.
Well, it's a ban on 7 Muslim-majority nations.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Back to the work week. Good morning.
Hey.
Now, let's get in some front page news. Now, over the weekend was the Pro Bowl. Did anybody watch?
Absolutely not. Who got time to watch the damn Pro Bowl?
So, I know we were in Orlando for the Pro Bowl, but what exactly is the Pro Bowl?
It's kind of like the All-Star game. Your best players.
It is the All-Star game for the NFL.
But just nobody really cares.
Oh, I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, nobody really cares. Because, I mean, players can't really play hard because they don't want to get injured. If they get injured, then they lose their money. So, it's kind of just like a fun game.
Yeah, it's actually no reason to have an extra game in the NFL after you've played 16 seasons or 16 games or 17 games, whatever it is.
It should be more of a skills competition. I know it was, but I don't think anybody cared.
I didn't care. I didn't even know it was on.
All right, well, let's talk about Trump.
Man, I don't even know where to start. So this travel ban happened over the weekend. It affected a lot of people that were traveling because some people were in the air on their way to the United States and then got here and found out that they had to turn back around and get back on the plane and weren't allowed in the country. So
That's
this travel ban is on 7 Muslim-majority nations. It's in Something that Donald Trump had been saying that he planned to do when he became president, and he definitely is doing it. Now, I'll tell you some of the effects of this. The ACLU racked up $24 million in donations. That's the American Civil Liberties Union. Mm-hmm. They normally get donations about $4 million a year online. Now, they got $24 million in one weekend.
Wow.
That's how many people are now supporting the American Civil Liberties Union. Now, Donald Trump's travel ban, here are some things that you need to know. All right. A lot of people have been protesting at the airport. So if you're traveling, and I know you guys are traveling today,
mm-hmm.
I would just recommend that you give yourself some extra time. There's a lot of chaos in the airports. Now, there's 120 days where immigrants from these nations are not allowed to come into the country. That's Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia. And listen, all I know is it legal? Nobody knows for sure.
It don't seem legal. It seems very unconstitutional.
Very.
And it seems like they also don't know what's going on. A lot of foreign leaders from around the world have issues with this. The prime minister of the UK said, we do not agree with this kind of approach. In Germany, they called Donald Trump and said that they're obligated to accept refugees under the Geneva Conventions. In London, they're saying that this ban is shameful and cruel. And in Canada, the prime minister tweeted out that refugees are welcome in Canada.
Now, I'm confused. Should I delete my Uber or not? Because they said Uber was not supporting or supporting, and then Lyft was. Which
now,
one
for the record,
do?
I haven't been on social media all weekend, so I missed the whole Uber thing.
I missed it too.
I took an Uber this morning. I was wondering why the Uber driver was being so nice. Like, he was so nice. He took my bags. He was talking to me all polite. He kept trying to talk to me on the ride. Like, oh, beautiful day to be in the city. And yada, yada. I'm like, yeah, all right.
I was confused. Yeah, do you know? Should I delete my Uber?
So this all started at the airport at JFK. There were two Iraqis that were detained at the airport, and doesn't seem like they should have been detained at all, because the other issue is that people that have their proper work visas or visas to be in the United States aren't being allowed in, and that's not who it's supposed to affect. So they actually had a whole thing where all the Taxi Workers Alliance came together. They said that they were not going to be doing any pickups from the airport for a certain amount of time. And Uber, instead of going along with this whole ban, then decided to go ahead and get rid of surge pricing and let people know we are available. We're picking up, you know, there'll be no surging. So if there's a delay, that's because there's a lot of demand for our cars right now.
So they did
continue to operate, even though the Taxi Workers Alliance called for a complete stop.
Uber said, I'm going to get that bread.
I just don't understand when it comes to, like, the Trump administration. I don't understand how so-called Christians can treat people the way that they treat people. Like, everything you need to know as far as human relationships and how to deal with humans, you learn in kindergarten. Do one to others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. It's like the true character of a person is how they treat people who can't do anything for them. And those elitist, rich powers that be in the White House are treating the powerless this way simply because they can.
Well, yeah, so a lot of people decided to delete Uber and then Lyft in response to what's been going on with Donald Trump and this Muslim ban. They said that they are going to donate $1 million to the ACLU over the next 4 years.
And didn't Uber come back and say they're going to donate $3 million?
Then Uber came back and said that they're going to donate money, and that's not what they meant, and blah, blah, blah. They said they're going to compensate drivers who are impacted by the ban and drivers who are stuck overseas, and they said they're now standing up for what's right. But it looks like it's just a reaction to the backlash.
Yeah, all of this is just so new to me. I was trying to find some historical context over the weekend, and I think they said Jimmy Carter did like some type of ban like this before, mm-hmm. and people were saying President Obama did. So mm-hmm. I was just asking questions. They said Obama's had to do with travel to America, not origin from. So while Trump is banning Muslims from majority Muslim countries, President Obama said if you visit randomly, you are on a list. I don't even know what all that means.
Right. I think that with President Barack Obama, what happened was there was a reaction to something that happened with some people, some terrorists that they had identified. So it was just more of a process. But it was never a ban.
Mm.
I think for Donald Trump, it's not a reaction to anything. He just decided to do this ban on these, you know, these countries and for no reason.
Well, it's a reaction to something, but is that something?
No, it was something happened, these two men got arrested and they were terrorists.
I know, but Trump's saying it's a reaction to things that have happened over the years. But my whole thing is it really a threat? Like, is there really a threat? Like, you know, when you look at, you know, terrorists that come from Muslim countries, when is the last time America's been attacked?
And he's also, the other issue is that he's also banning people that are legally allowed to be in this country. They have their proper visas. They have there's no issues. They've been vetted, and still they're not allowed to come. Students, imagine you're a student that's coming here to study abroad, and you're coming back to school, and now you can't even get here.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it some more later. I just want to know, so I can use Uber?
Shut up. I used it this morning. I don't know. Don't ask me.
You can use Lyft.
Oh, all right, I'll use Lyft. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a bad night, whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, this Pablo in Atlanta.
Pablo, tell me why you mad, bro.
You got the coke prices for the low, Pablo?
Nah, man. I'm mad real quick because I just heard Angela say, don't use Uber, use Lyft. I'm a full-time Uber driver, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I make my bread.
Hey, you know what else, too? Ain't a lot of Uber drivers Muslim? It seemed like mine was Muslim this morning.
Man, we got a bunch of different races. I see Africans and everything else, you know? But I'm African-American. You know,
listen, you can use Lyft right now, but you have to feel a little crazy about Uber going ahead and everybody's coming together, the Taxi Workers Alliance coming against Donald Trump and this ban, and instead Uber says, hey, there's a little bit of a delay, we're going to not have any surge pricing, and they did not participate. Sounds like it goes against their workers.
Uber sent me a message yesterday basically saying that, you know, we were for helping people, and let's get together and try to do what we can.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
It's a bunch of backlash. It wasn't before that.
Right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Strong from Lexington, Kentucky.
Tell him why you mad.
Yeah, I'm keeping out the Uber situation, and, like, that's my side hustle, you feel me? Like, that's what I do on the weekend. And for them to try to have, like, some type of delete your Uber account, you know what I'm saying? That's dipping into my pockets, you feel me?
Hey, man, I rolled with y'all this morning, man.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm telling you that, man. And the Uber driver was so nice this morning. I'm being honest with you.
I bet he came in 2 minutes.
He was so nice. Seven, actually.
Seven. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this iPhone Sim. What's good? Number one fan.
What up, Sim? Tell him why you mad.
Yo, I'm mad because this girl drove all the way from Poughkeepsie. I live in Nassau County, and she just laid in the bed. She ain't give me no box, no nothing. I was just wondering, like, damn, she could have laid in the bed somewhere else, you know?
Did you call her an Uber to leave?
Nah, I ain't calling her Uber to leave.
Did you call her a Lyft?
I just laid with her. She was bad, so I said, maybe next time.
So you cuddle. That's cute.
You just cuddle. You're a cuddle buddy.
Nothing wrong with cuddling.
Man, you should be ashamed of yourself cuddling with a random.
I am, bro.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am ashamed.
Maybe that's wifey material. Maybe that's wifey material.
Maybe.
You don't cuddle with no random.
That's the only thing that made me not kick out. I was like, you know what? Maybe she ain't a rat. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Next time you feel like cuddling, just get a teddy bear, bro.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is Todd from Duval.
Duval, tell him why you mad.
I was watching Drink Champ, and I saw Tax Stone in there. And he was talking about DJ Envy. He called him a cop, a police. And I was wondering how you feel about that.
I never heard that issue.
He didn't call him a cop or a police.
But I wish
he
him
said
the best.
He called him DJ Stop and Frisk.
But I wish
he
him the best way he's at.
He called him a cop.
Did he really? I don't know. I didn't listen
to that episode. He never called you a cop.
Go watch DJ Envy. Charlamagne taking up for his guy. He was talking trash about you.
Envy's my guy too. If he ever would have said something like that, I would have called Tax to check him on that.
Envy is a cop.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fact. Listen, it's not a alternative fact if it's a fact. Envy is a police officer.
When something goes wrong and I need the police, I call Envy.
I'm not no damn
Envy
cop.
Envy is DJ Stop and Frisk, man.
My dad is a retired police officer. I ain't no cop.
You say what? Your dad is what?
My dad's a retired police officer. I ain't no cop.
But Envy's active. He's still on duty right now.
Nah, I wish I was.
Envy has on a wire right now.
I wish I was. I wish I did have a pistol right now. But all right. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Last hour about Trump and his ban, and I was saying, like, is the ban even necessary? Because since 9/11, I mean, homegrown white supremacists and similar extremists right here have killed more Americans in the U.S. than all Islamic extremists. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, like, is a ban even necessary? Like, what's the threat? But, I mean, you know, the thing with those Islamic terrorist attacks, one is too many, as we saw with 9/11. If you can prevent that one from happening, do it. But I don't get what's happening right now in America at all.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk, and I was watching this disturbing video. We'll tell you what happened with this actress who says that she was drugged, and they have video of what she was acting like after. Also, speaking of acting, we'll talk about the SAG Awards and some things that happened there. A lot of actors taking a stand.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
A-N-V, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Back to the work week. Now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk being date raped.
What?
It's about time.
What's going on?
Almost. Yeah. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the rumor report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Maybe I should have said almost.
Yeah, what was that? Nobody was date raped.
Almost.
But we're talking about Misha Barton, the actress, and she revealed that she was drugged. She was celebrating her 31st birthday, and she ended up being hospitalized. They actually have video of what she was looking like before she went to the hospital. Check it out.
Oh, my God, it's over. I feel it. And it's angry. Oh, my God. Oh, my mother. I always knew it. Oh, you f***ing witch. I knew it. What a witch! Whoa, you're angry. Oh, I feel you. Oh, I'll be your conduit. Yeah.
So somebody slipped her a Molly for her birthday?
So she was actually outside when somebody filmed this, and she says that someone gave her GHB. She was out on Wednesday night. She said, on the evening of the 25th, I went out with a group of friends to celebrate my birthday. While having drinks, I realized that something was not right, as my behavior was becoming erratic and continued to intensify over the next several hours. I voluntarily went to get professional help, and I was informed by the staff that I had been given GHB. After an overnight stay, I am home and doing well.
Wow.
She said, I would like to extend a big thanks of gratitude to the professionals at the hospital. And this is a lesson to all young women out there. Be aware of your surroundings.
What the hell is GHB? That sounds like a gang.
That's a date rape drug. Well, it's a depressant. They put it in your drink when you're not looking. It's flavorless. You can't tell. You can't smell it. Nothing.
Does she know how it happened? Did somebody buy her a drink? Or does she
well,
know?
She just knows she was out with friends. And that's why there's a lot of rules you have to follow. Like, that's why they always say, if somebody offers to buy you a drink, don't let them go get the drink and bring it to you. You stand at the bar, order it yourself, and take it from the bartender. You never leave your drink unattended.
Yep.
There's a lot of rules just because you never know what can happen. So that is a lesson.
And it's bad for Misha Barton because it was her birthday, so people probably thought she was just getting extra turnt.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'd been drinking or smoking weed or something.
Right. So good thing that she was there with her friends and was able to recognize something was wrong and go to the hospital. But, you know, that's it. I'm sure she's embarrassed. This video footage is now out and about of her, out of her mind, basically.
Anything could have happened. Worse.
Yeah. Right. Anything could have happened. All right, Chris Brown, in the meantime, is no longer letting his friends drive his cars. Now, we told you last week about his $500,000 Lambo that was left crashed at Coldwater Canyon. There was an accident. No other cars were involved. Cops don't know who was behind the wheel, but Chris Brown does know. And he is, of course, very angry. His friend doesn't have anything, and it took his car, crashed it, left it at the scene of the accident. Now, the friend is saying that he was not under the influence. He just lost control of the car. We don't know if Chris Brown believes that. But in the meantime, he's telling all of his friends that usually have permission to drive his cars, get them keys back, okay? Nobody's allowed to drive my cars anymore.
If you wasn't doing anything wrong, why would you leave the car? Like,
right.
Come on.
You're telling on yourself, fool.
You're telling on yourself. You didn't just lose control. If you just lost control, you just stayed there at the scene, waited until the police come, filled out a report. You was drunk, you was high, you wrecked the car, you got the hell out of there. You probably ain't got no license.
If I have a Lamborghini, nobody is driving that car, okay?
Well, Chris got a couple of them, though. Chris got about five
still.
Of them. These are his friends. I let my friends drive my cars.
So are we friends?
Yeah. I mean, if you knew how to drive one, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
What do you mean if I know how to drive one?
I ain't letting my friends drive no car that's over $500,000. How much do Lamborghinis cost?
Between 400 and 550.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I'm letting somebody drive that.
I'm not letting nobody drive my $80,000 car, okay, or my $20,000 car.
My friends drive my cars all the time. I don't have a problem with it.
You can drive
your own car.
You can drive the Maximal.
I'll call somebody an Uber or a Lyft wherever they got to go.
That's the fun part about it. These are the cars you dreamed about as a kid. Now that you could actually
about as a kid.
If your people,
not you and your friends.
Envy, let me hold this. Yeah, guys.
Some people's dreams just don't come true.
Right. You know what? I need all Envy friends to try Envy. Ask them for the Phantom. What else Envy got that sound like a spirit? Ghost.
When do I see Envy's friends driving his cars anyway?
What else he got?
The
Wrath.
It's the Wraith.
The angry
Wrath.
What's the thing called?
The Wraith.
Listen, I'm broke. I can't afford them type of things.
Right, whatever.
The rape that day.
Y'all see Lil Sean drive my cars all the time?
No, I don't.
Yeah. I really don't.
Tell him to post it on Instagram.
Nah, you do. Lil Sean drive my car.
I've never seen that.
Nah, you take him with whatever. I don't care. Okay, they just cars.
Drop on the Clues Bond for Envy being so charitable since they just cars.
They just cars. You got insurance. Right.
I need to ride that. I need to drive that car.
Next time you're in Jersey, just still want to Envy cars since they just cars.
They just cars. Got insurance. That's what insurance is
for.
All right,
now let's talk about the SAG Awards. Ashton Kutcher set the tone. He opened the show, and here's what he said about the Muslim ban that President Trump has put into place.
Good evening, fellow SAG-AFTRA members and everyone at home and everyone in airports that belong in my America. You are a part of the fabric of who we are, and we love you and we welcome you.
That's right, Ashton. You ride for your immigrant wife, damn it. Ashton got an immigrant wife.
John Legend also had something to say before he introduced La La Land. Here's what he said at the Producers Guild Awards.
Hold on, pulling it up.
Our vision of America is directly antithetical to that of President Trump. I want to specifically tonight reject his vision and affirm that America has to be better than that.
I want Donald Trump to sign an executive order that nobody can watch La La Land. I haven't even seen it, but it just seems like seems like something I wouldn't like. I'm so tired of hearing about it.
We got some of the big winners.
Audio,
oh, okay, what do we have?
Let's listen.
What I've learned from working on Moonlight is we see what happens when you persecute people. They fold into themselves. And what I was so grateful about in having the opportunity to play Juan was playing a gentleman who saw a young man folding into himself as a result of the persecution of his community. And taking that opportunity to uplift him and tell him that he mattered, that he was okay, and accept him. And I hope that we do a better job of that.
Great message. But how many times are you going to say and up, bro?
That was Mahershala Ali. He won Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role for his role in Moonlight.
And
all right.
Stupid, man.
He said and like seven times.
It's only a 10-second clip.
Well, just play it again. Let's count the and Let's count the and up. He said 10
alone.
Seconds.
Right, okay. No, 20 seconds. Okay.
What I've learned from working on Moonlight is we see what happens when you persecute people. They fold into themselves. And what I was so grateful about in having the opportunity to play Juan was playing a gentleman who saw a young man folding into himself as a result of the persecution of his community. And taking that opportunity to uplift him and tell him that he mattered, that he was okay, and accept him. And I hope that we do a better job of that.
He was nervous, man.
That was a beautiful, moving speech, and it was very personal for him because he actually converted to Islam, and it was difficult for him to tell his family.
And assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters this morning.
All right, and we've been talking about Donald Trump's ban all morning, and just to update you guys, Starbucks actually is going to be giving out jobs to a number of people that have been banned and a number of refugees, so they said they are going to do that. In addition to that, Airbnb is offering free housing to travelers who are impacted by the immigration ban as well.
Well, when you go to Starbucks and they ask you what your name is, say Allah Akbar, so they can write that on the cup, and when you call Airbnb to tell them your last name is Muhammad.
Anyway, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. And next is Front Page News. We'll tell you about Donald Trump, his bans, and all that. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. Now, this weekend was the Pro Bowl. I didn't see it. We were Angela Yee and I were out there working. But I didn't watch the Pro Bowl. I didn't see the skills events. I really didn't see anything. I seen a dodgeball competition they had, and I was kind of confused, and I just kind of turned it off.
So who plays in the Pro Bowl?
It's the All-Star game of the NFL. So the best players
on
each team.
NFC versus the AFC.
Yeah, NFC versus AFC.
So who won?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
How are you going to do
it
as a sports report and not know who won?
I just wanted to tell people it was
Pro Bowl.
I don't think...
Super Bowl this week. Ain't nobody thinking about no damn Pro Bowl.
I don't even think it was on primetime TV. I think it was on a cable network, right? ESPN. Okay.
The only bowl people care about this week is the Super Bowl and the bowl of cereal that they're eating this morning.
All right.
That's it.
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Right. So Donald Trump, we've been talking about this. Everybody has been talking about this and protesting all weekend. Trump signed an executive order barring people from 7 seven different places from coming to the United States. And now there's a class action lawsuit, okay, because he's saying that refugees aren't allowed to come here. And this is going to take place for the next 90 days. And that's from seven predominantly Muslim countries. The court has decided that people who are stuck in airports, they've been detained, and other activist groups, they filed a class action lawsuit. And that is because it's illegal. They said back in 1965, there's a law that banned discrimination in immigration based on national origin. And these people are coming here. They should not be discriminated against. So it's been a mess at the airport. People have been being sent back home. People that have visas, their visas aren't being honored. So we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of lawsuits right now. And I saw this on the news. There's a lot of lawyers in the airport that are working to help people.
Listen, it's amazing how the media can stoke fear in people, because the way they act, and you would think Muslim extremists were blowing people up in America every day. But since 9/11, homegrown white supremacists have killed more Americans in the U.S. than Islamic terrorists. Now, if you can prevent another 9/11, by all means, do it. But it seems that if your goal is to save lives and, you know, stop extremists, maybe we should start in our own backyard instead of singling out a group of immigrants from one religious group.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump has called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, is keeping promises, damn it.
Now, but it's not a Muslim ban.
Now, what happened with
Uber and Lyft? It's a ban on Muslims. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on Muslims. You remember that.
What happened with Uber and Lyft? I was confused with Uber and Lyft. What's going on with them?
All right, so what happened is that there was the Taxi Alliance. They came together and they said that they're not going to be picking up any passengers. They're basically coming together, not picking up anybody from the airport as a protest to what's going on, what Donald Trump is doing. Everybody else joined this ban except for Uber. Uber actually got rid of surge pricing and said there might be a delay in us coming to pick you up, but they did not participate in this. So that's basically what happened. Now, Lyft has donated $1 million over the next 4 years to the American Civil Liberties Union.
Okay, hold on. Let me play white devil's advocate for a second. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
It's people stuck at the airport, mm-hmm. right? Regular, everyday people.
Trying to get home.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't they want a ride? I mean, I understand the ban, but what if Uber's looking out for those people? What if Uber's saying, hey, I just want to look out for those people?
Well,
it was only for 1 hour.
It was only for an hour. They were trying to stand together for an hour. It wasn't a whole day type of thing.
Yeah, they could have missed the hour of that money.
Yeah, Uber just seen it and it was like, oh, we can make some bread off this one.
You know, financially, that is the way that people have oftentimes showed that they are protesting something.
Right.
I took Uber this morning and I'm going to tell you something. That Uber driver was so nice.
He was nice.
And now I know why. He helped me with my bag.
Really?
All right, he was being so nice to me. He was talking to me all kind while I was riding. I wanted to tell him, shut the hell up. I'm trying to get a little nap on my way into work. But he was just like, such a beautiful day in the city today. I'm like, yes. Allah Akbar to you too, sir.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051. Now, we all heard the Chris Brown story. He let his friend hold his Lamborghini, his $500,000 Lamborghini. His friend allegedly lost control and wrecked it, totaled the car. So we're asking, 800-585-1051, have you ever let your friend borrow your car and it went bad?
Now, for all of us people who drive regular cars.
That's happened to me several times.
Yes, for people like me who drive
happened to you
regular
a month ago,
vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, you'll let your friend hold your regular car, but maybe even it depends on who the friend is. You got to know your friends. Okay?
That's a good way to not have a friend anymore. Let them borrow your car and they bring it back and something is messed up, or they get in an accident, or they don't tell you.
I mean, an accident, you can't really be too mad. Now, if it's his fault,
yes, you can.
If he was drinking.
And you know, people be lying too, but I'll tell you, that happened to me.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't necessarily care. We'll find out what happened with Yee when we come back.
You should care.
If you're my friend, that means you know where I live and you're my homie and you want to say, yo, I want to take the car. Can I borrow the car? Sure.
What if they get in an accident and they can't afford to even pay the deductible to get it fixed?
I want
to
audit DJ Envy, man. I'm tired of this. Because, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about it. Envy lets the interns drive his cars now that I'm thinking about it.
The interns, they'll drive up the block and park my car. I've never said, be careful. It's a car.
Envy just
you
be
have
parking
insurance.
These $500,000 Phantoms on the street like they Hondas.
It's insurance. You have a car. You got to enjoy your car. I'm not one of those people that buy something and just want to look at it. No, I buy it. I work hard. I bust my ass. I work with a lot of people.
You one of them people that wear your good clothes for no reason. See, I'm a grown ass man and I still got good clothes.
So you leave them in the closet for special
clothes,
events?
Yeah, you damn right. I got clothes. I don't just wear PRPS jeans any old day of the week. All right? Okay? I don't just throw on.
Wear them jeans, man.
I don't just throw on this nice pea coat any old day of the week. Okay? Yo,
you know what?
I just don't. You wear your good clothes any old time of day. That's the type of person you are.
That was Juvenile Slow Motion. Morning, everybody. It's DJ KNV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about what happened to Chris Brown. Now, he owned a Lamborghini Aventador. It's about $500,000 vehicle.
He let his friend borrow it,
and his friend totaled it, allegedly lost control, and now the car is absolutely positively gone. So we're asking, do you let your friends borrow your car, and if you have, was there ever a problem? Now, yeah, you got into a problem about what, like a month ago, 2 months ago?
I had a couple of issues. One time I let somebody hold my car while I was out of town, and that person ended up getting into an accident that was pretty bad. Had to put my car in the shop. They could not pay the deductible, so I ended up having to pay it, and I really don't talk to that person so much anymore.
I just think it really depends on what kind of car you got. I don't have $500,000
But it's not even about that. It's about, okay, you messed up my car. You were driving it. You asked to use it. Now you pay the deductible.
Yeah. They definitely should have paid the deductible. But that's
right. Don't tell me you can't pay it. And then just recently, one of my friends, while we had Powerhouse, our concert in New York, they were driving my car to get to the concert because I took an Uber because I was running late, and they got hit by somebody else. Now, I wasn't really mad about that. I'm fine. I'm happy that they were okay, but I still got to get it taken care of.
You got to know your friend's financial situation, though. That's a prime example, because you let your friend hold your car, they get into a wreck, and now they can't pay the deductible because they ain't got no bread.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the main thing. But, you know, a lot of my friends I know, they can't afford the vehicle. But if they want to drive it, or they want to go out with their girl or whatever it may be, go ahead. I don't have a problem.
Now, let's run down Envy's fleet of cars. What you got, Envy? You got a Ghost, you got a Phantom, you got a Poltergeist, you got a Casper, the friendly Ghost. You got a Slimer. What else you got?
I'm not messing with you.
What other spirits you got,
I'm not messing with you. What's Slimer? What is a Slimer?
What other
anyway?
Spirits you got?
What's a Slimer?
You got a Wraith. You got a Wraith.
That's the same car.
It's the same thing?
Yeah, the Wraith.
What else you got?
I'm not telling you. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's your boy Bronzo, Bronzilla, man. I was from North of Virginia, man.
Bronzo, what it is, boy?
What's going on?
Now, you ever let your friend borrow your car?
Of course, man. Plenty of times, man. I let my homeboy borrow my car.
What kind of car you got, first of all? What kind of car you got?
Man, I had a Honda Accord, actually.
Okay, all right. That's a cigarette, sir. That's a cigarette. Of course, you let your friend hold a Newport.
No, but it's still his car.
Us guys that drive regular cars don't count in this situation. Of course, you let your friend drive a car.
Listen, when I had my old Toyota Camry, anytime anything went wrong with that, you know what I went through to get it fixed? You know how expensive that is? At one point, you feel like I might as well just buy a new car.
But not for nothing. When I had my 1986 Honda Accord, light blue with the flip-up lights, I would never let nobody borrow my car because that's all I had. I couldn't allow you.
So now that you're filthy rich, you're like, here.
I'm far from filthy rich. I work hard.
I won't even notice this.
No, I work hard. But now I have another option. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Rhonda. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, hello, Rhonda from Maryland.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Do you?
That's my name. Yes, that's my name.
Yes, I did.
And I think a lot of women do this. I let my ex-boyfriend borrow my car. And yeah, I was at work and he totaled my car. He crashed into a tree in the neighborhood. And he left the scene and called the police, I guess because he felt guilty, and told them that I was driving. So the police were looking for me. Yeah.
And you ain't take that charge for him?
Hell no.
That's why you single now.
So you're not ride or die.
No, absolutely not.
You're smart.
Trying to keep my job and keep my parents happy. So that was the first and last time I let any boyfriend drive my car.
So the penis wasn't that good.
I feel you on that.
800-585-1051. Would you let your friend borrow your car? And if you have, do you have horror stories? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Or if you'd like to borrow DJ Envy's car, call us right now.
You got
to
be my friend. I've been down so long, so me straight up to my face. That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. Do you let your friends borrow your car? Now, this came out of Chris Brown. He had a $500,000 Lamborghini Aventador. That's the Lambo with the doors going up. He has like 5-6 of them.
The only way I'm letting somebody borrow my $500,000 car is if I know that they can afford a $500,000 car. Meaning that if they drive this car and something happens to it, they can afford to pay the deductible on the insurance or buy me another vehicle.
Plus, your insurance will go up.
Insurance does go up, yep. If you get into an accident.
Are they going to pay for that?
I mean, it happens. I mean, it is what it is.
It's not is what it is, okay? Stop. I drive a 2002 Cadillac
Escalade.
That's
a lie. We haven't seen that truck in 10 years.
With 250,000 miles on it.
That is a lie.
Okay? Anybody can drive that. You can drive that. That's a bumper car.
FYI, I don't even want to drive somebody else's car just in case something happens.
I got one of them cars that only I can drive anyway. That's the beauty of, you know, having a ghetto car. One of them cars that you got to hit two times. Hit two times and then tap, then rub the dashboard for it to start.
I mean, if you're my friend and you want to, I don't care.
I don't believe you.
I never.
M-Eazy, have you ever driven one of Envy's $500,000 vehicles?
Yes, when he was doing 2 to 6.
Yes.
Hold on, get on the mic. What car he let you drive?
It was the Jeep summertime. It ain't have no doors. It was kind of hot.
It was a Jeep? Okay,
that don't count.
Come on.
Jeep don't count.
It had no doors. It was cool.
Hey, you know I can hear y'all.
It was a Jeep Wrangler, man.
Oh, you can hear us? I'm sorry.
What's up, bro?
What's good?
Now, we're asking about, do you let your friends borrow your car?
Man, check this out. I'm going to keep this anonymous today with a capital A. Mm-hmm. I let my old girl hold a car. I used to work at Budget Rent-A-Car for 8 years, and I used to take all the cars home later on when everybody left. I let the old girl hold a car one time. I get a phone call within 5 minutes. I got into an accident. Total the car. Trust me, my heart was racing. Had to go open the store, rent a car, in the agreement, put some insurance on that, act like nothing happened.
Are you still a widow?
Nah, I'm a truck driver now, man.
Oh.
I didn't get caught.
Did you stay with her? How long did you stay with her after the wreck?
I left there around 2013, and I started when about 2002.
Okay. Wow. All
and right. Let's be clear, I did total my ex-boyfriend's car also at one point.
Goodness gracious. Now, our intern is here, right?
I definitely
now,
did.
Now, our intern, you drove one of my vehicles before, right?
Yes, I have.
What car was
it? Say her name. Well, you don't know her name?
Shantia.
It's Shantia.
Damn, Shantia.
Hey, guys.
Shantia.
What's up?
Now, he let you drive his car, but he don't even know your name.
Shantia. Stop
he
it.
He knows my name. Don't play him.
Now, what car did I let you drive?
The Rolls Royce.
See?
How far
but
did
where
you
did
go,
you drive? You had to park it, right?
She had That's to drive through Manhattan, which is even worse. Did I worry? Did I hit you and ask you? I was just like, just bring the key back when you're done, right?
Yeah.
See?
Shantia. Now, can she borrow that car to go somewhere?
Right. That's the real
I don't
question.
Know Shantia like that.
Shantia, I need you to make better life choices, okay? Next time you get a hold of that Phantom, just drive it to Jersey, okay? Give it to the Africans. You'll make about $20,000-$30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
I was nervous, though, like low-key, but I was fine, though.
See?
Why are you? All right. If you're going to learn the hard way.
Hello?
Like, you're going to learn the hard way.
Hello?
You're going to learn the hard way.
Hey, who's this?
This is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. You ever let a friend drive your car? Borrow your car?
I did. Still not fixed.
What happened?
Wow.
So I let her borrow my car to go to the store. So we're sitting in the living room with her family when all of a sudden we hear this loud noise.
Oh, boy.
She drove my car through her driveway, through the wall, in the garage, through her kitchen.
Wow.
Still hasn't fixed my car.
Damn it, man.
Well, who the hell fixed the kitchen?
who
you heard about the car. Who fixed the kitchen?
They got to fix the kitchen first.
You're right. So they fixed the kitchen, but my car is not fixed. So.
Is that still your friend?
Kind of.
Okay, you're cool.
My goodness.
What kind of car was it?
2010 Mustang.
Damn. 2010 Mustang. All right, Mama. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
She better than me.
The moral of the story is friends don't let friends drive $500,000 cars. You know why? Because I want you to still be my friend after you end up wrecking this car or doing something to this car that you ain't got no business doing. So friends don't let friends drive $500,000 cars, okay? Don't go chasing Phantoms and Lamborghinis. Just stick to the 2002 Cadillac Escalades with 250,000 miles on them like you used to.
My goodness. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we'll be discussing Paula Patton, what's going on with her and Robin Thicke and their son, Julian. There's an update on that. Also, Rihanna versus Azealia Banks. Why did she even respond to this? I'll tell you what was said.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I'm going to human resources right now.
Why?
Charlamagne is bullying me.
What are you talking about?
Morning,
you
everybody.
Look good in
it's
that
DJ
picture,
Envy,
Envy,
Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne just posted a picture.
Yeah, go to my Instagram at CTHAGOD, at C to God.
Of a gentleman.
That is not a gentleman. That's you with two of your friends.
That's not me.
And you know, you got your wig game looking proper.
That's not
me. You know what I'm saying? You got your whip
game
proper.
So those aren't your cars?
He resembles me.
That is
you. Those aren't your cars?
under that, those are my cars.
So how is those your cars, but that's not you?
Because that's not me.
Listen, wig that game. That guy was whip game proper.
Wig game proper.
Wig game, whip game
whips
proper.
Whips and wigs. You should do a reality show.
Whips Trump and wigs. Bombs for DJ Envy's new reality show.
Whips and wigs.
Okay. You know what? You guys are asses.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
With friends like you guys. That's why I let y'all borrow my car. Y'all ain't my friend.
I ain't borrowing your car because I'm not paying the deductible if I wreck it. I ain't got that kind of money.
You can borrow my wig.
I got my Facto. Own.
He got his own. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Floyd Mayweather.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, they are still talking about this Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor fight about to go down. Now, here is what Conor McGregor has to say.
I have my eyes on one thing, and that's Floyd Mayweather.
Okay, so
that's the thing I have my eyes
on. Let's talk about Floyd now. Let's talk. Let's finally address this. Where does it stand right now?
Me and Floyd have got to get together and talk and figure it out the same way him and Manny figured it out. Once we come to a set number that I'm happy with, he's happy with, then we go to the customers. Then we go to the promoters, the buyers, and then we get it done.
So Conor McGregor also said the next time he steps into the ring, it will be him wearing 8-ounce boxing gloves. He's not going to do any more UFC fighting. That career is on hold. He wants to pursue boxing, and he wants to fight Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, here is what Floyd has to say about fighting Conor McGregor.
It's only one fight that I want. If I came back to entertain the fans, it's only one entertaining bout, Mayweather versus McGregor. That's the only fight that I want. Do I think it's going to happen? We never know what the future holds. Only thing we can do is just keep our fingers crossed and see where we can go from here.
Are we excited to see that?
Nope. I would want to see it, but I wouldn't want to fight a UFC fighter. I mean, he could use his feet by accident. Or grapple
no, he
by
can't.
Accident.
You're not allowed to do that.
He's trained all his life to fight UFC. But it might be a reaction.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be something in the contract that says if you do anything other than box, you won't get your money or something. I'm sure it'll be something like that.
It's got to be reaction. Like, you know what I mean? They train for years doing that. You know?
Well, you're not allowed to use your feet and kick in boxing.
I just know I'm not interested. I'm not paying for that.
I would.
All right, Paula Patton, she is no longer thinking about getting permanent sole custody of her son Julian that she has with Robin Thicke. Right now, she's just trying to figure out what is wrong with their son. Now, a judge has ordered Robin Thicke to stay 100 yards away from their son Julian, along with Paula Patton and Paula Patton's mother. So right now, she has sole physical and legal custody. But apparently, Paula is very concerned about Julian. They said he is acting out in school in ways that are very troubling. He's been hyperventilating and just freaking out. So she wants to put him in therapy to figure out what is happening to him. Apparently, he has said that Robin has spanked him really very hard. And Paula Patton has also said that Robin Thicke has gotten physical with his son as well. So we don't know what's going on. But Robin Thicke does deny any abuse of Julian or Paula Patton. And he says that she's bringing up these allegations very late now that they have a custody dispute. But child should be first, right? So
Absolutely. For
young Julian, they should find out. If he's really in school acting out and hyperventilating and having issues, they do have to find out and try to nip that in the bud immediately.
Okay.
All right. Azealia Banks. She is just going at Rihanna. I don't understand what her issue is, but first Rihanna wrote on Twitter, disgusted. The news is devastating. America is being ruined right before our eyes. What an immoral pig you have to be to implement such BS. Rihanna, like many other people, was very upset by the Muslim ban that Donald Trump has implemented. Now, Azealia Banks went ahead and responded to that. She said, as far as Rihanna, who isn't a citizen and can't vote, and all the rest of the celebs who are using their influence to stir the public, you lot really, really need to shut up and sit down. Stop chastising the president. It's stupid and pathetic to watch all of these confused people confuse other confused people. Hoping the president fails is like getting on an airplane and hoping the pilot crashes. What makes you think the USA is going to enter the Middle East, destroy a bunch of ish, and pull out with any real repercussions? So Rihanna said on Instagram, the face you make when you are immigrant, and then she put hashtag stay away from the chickens, hashtag I heart nuggets, hashtag save our hens. Because as you know, Azealia Banks was saying that she sacrifices chickens in her closet at home. Well, here is how Azealia Banks responded via video.
Okay, wait. So you say save the chickens, but you love chicken nuggets, so you would eat the chickens. So, save the chickens. I don't get it. Screaming in an empty room, yet you are listening and responding to each and every single post. Rihanna, stop being so dumb. You should come uptown. Come uptown. Let me make you some chicken nuggets, bitch. I got a cage full of chickens sitting in the back room, bitch. Come and tell them I'll make you some chicken nuggets. I'll make you some real chicken nuggets.
You mean to tell me that it's 2017,
mm-hmm.
and we got black people arguing over chicken?
All
the big issues that are going on in this country, and y'all nigglets are on Instagram arguing over chicken?
Well, the Navy definitely came for Azealia Banks, as they should have. And now Azealia Banks also said what Rihanna meant was, I grew up playing soccer in a dirt yard with a coconut and opened my legs for any and every MF-er who I think I can get to write me songs or buy me drugs.
Damn.
I can barely perform because I line my brown blunts with crystal meth and I'm often very winded on stage.
Listen, man, we got enough divisiveness going on in the world right now. We don't need more divisiveness over chicken. Okay.
This is silly. And I was surprised that Rihanna even responded to what Azealia Banks had to say, because clearly Azealia Banks was looking for that response. So she got it.
They all went over chicken, bro.
That's right.
Chicken.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
What part of white supremacy makes you argue over chicken?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Now who you giving your donkey to?
Listen, this is actually our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. This is his first donkey since becoming president. I mean, it's only been 10 days, but he needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into it.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day.
Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 30th, goes to our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. This is Donald's first donkey as a president. He's only been in office for 10 days, and you know how they say presidents are supposed to unify the country. Well, Donald has unified some of us two Saturdays in a row. First with the Women's March, and this past Saturday with his Muslim ban. Oh, Donald is keeping promises. He told you he was going to build the wall to keep illegal immigrants from crossing the border, and he signed an executive order to do just that. He told you he was going to ban all Muslims until they found out what the hell was going on with Muslim extremists, and he signed an executive order to do just that. And that action brought a bunch of civil-minded people together this past Saturday in protest. Look, I'm not a political person. I can't sit here and break down any policies for you. I'm not even down with any particular party. I don't have any direction. I'm not left. I'm not right. Up, down, select, start, A, B. I simply know what feels right in my spirit and what feels wrong in my spirit. And what I saw this weekend felt absolutely, positively wrong. Now, when you want to have a proper understanding of how to treat people, all you have to do is look no further than kindergarten. We all learned in kindergarten the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That is the foundation for every relationship you have with any other human on this planet. What you should build on that foundation is that if you want to see a person's true character, watch how they treat people who can't do anything for them. And all I'm seeing right now from our government is a bunch of rich elitist, so-called powerful people abusing their so-called power, rendering people who can't do anything for them powerless. And that, to me, is the true sign of a sucker. Because nobody in that administration who are treating Muslims like this would allow themselves or any member of their family to be treated in this manner. Now, I understand what the ban is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a vetting process to make sure we're not letting any Muslim extremists into the country. Our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, explained it this weekend. Let's hear it.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
That's right. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on Muslims. Don't listen to the media. They are trying to spin this. Look, I don't think any American is against a thorough vetting process, but are foreign-born Muslims really that much of a threat? I'm just trying to figure this out, because since 9/11, homegrown white supremacists and similar extremists have killed more Americans in the U.S. than Islamic terrorists. Now, if you can prevent another 9/11, by all means, do it. But it seems that if your goal is to save lives and stop extremists, maybe we should start in our own backyard instead of singling out a group of immigrants from one religious group. Okay, it seems to me the only people being hassled and inconvenienced by this ban is regular, everyday, foreign-born Muslims who have all the proper credentials to be in this country. Donald Trump says he doesn't want to admit any of the radical Muslim extremists in this country. Let's hear from some of them. Okay, these two young ladies were waiting at the airport to pick up their mom, who they haven't seen in quite some time. Her flight was in the air when Trump's ban passed. The two girls found out their mother would be deported as soon as she landed at JFK. Let's hear from them.
We're waiting for my mom, and we don't know nothing. We just spoke to her for 1 minute, and she was crying. She was scared. She's scared.
Why?
We're a U.S. citizen. She's approved. She got her visa on the 16th, and she flew in. And while she's in the air, that man came out, and I don't know. She doesn't have anything to do with it. We serve this country. We shouldn't be treated like this.
We have, like, our family in the military. Like, not every Muslim is a bad person, you know? All we want is our mom.
They had family in the military who served this country. Oh, that's a real threat right there. What about the Muslim man who had been an American citizen for 15 to 20 years? He was a contractor who made houses for American people, but was told his brother's going to be deported back to Iran. Let's hear him.
Somebody called us, said, I'm sorry, I have bad news for you. Brother is here. I said, can I talk to him? He said, no. He's going to just deport it tomorrow with the first airline. I said, what I can do? He said, nothing. But we are people. We are not the government. We are not doing nothing. Why I have to be punished for somebody else's problem? I don't know what I have to do. I'm a U.S. citizen about 15, 20 years old. Yes, I'm a contractor. I'm working hard here. I'm working hard here. I'm building a house for the people, the American people. And I'm American, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Those are real threats. Not to mention, no perpetrator of a major terrorist attack in the United States is held from a country on Trump's list. In fact, a recent study from the Cato Institute said that the odds of an American being killed by an immigrant terrorist of faith are 1 in 3.6 million. The odds of being killed by a refugee specifically are even higher, 1 in 3.6 billion. I don't see the point in profiling Muslims. Where's this irrational fear coming from? You have a better chance of being struck by lightning than being killed by an Islamic jihadist immigrant. You have a better chance of being killed by a random anybody here in America than you do of being killed by an Islamic jihadist immigrant. Look, I'm happy that the Trump administration wants to keep America safe, but it has to be a better way. It has to be a better vetting process that properly represents the liberty and justice for all that this country is supposed to be about. You know that whole freedom, justice, and equality thing America stands on? Well, it's looking like prejudice, discrimination, and bigotry in the light. Okay, please give our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, the biggest hee-haw.
Sad.
And remember, it's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on Muslims.
It's the same thing.
Okay. And by the way, I'm more concerned about the Trump administration killing us than I am Islamic jihadist immigrants killing us. Okay. Notice I said concerned, not scared, because the only thing I fear is God.
Well, let's talk about it. Thank you for that donkey today. 800-585-1051. Of course, you heard Charlamagne. There was a ban on Muslims.
No, it's not.
What?
It was a Muslim ban.
What do you think about it? 800-585-1051. Are you against it? Do you agree with it? We'd love to hear both sides this morning. Call us up right now. Again, the number's 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club.
And listen, I know a lot of people are going to say Barack Obama did this too.
He definitely did.
I'd like to talk about that as well. I'm like, you know.
And you know, I always talk about this book I read, The Girl Who Escaped ISIS. Mm-hmm. And I definitely was thinking about that. If anybody hasn't read that book, they should read that book because it'll give a lot more insight to you on what's going on in Iraq and Syria and all of that.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we've been talking about Donald Trump. He tried to ban Muslims over the weekend. Explain to the people briefly, Yee, what happened.
First of all, you said he did not try to ban Muslims. What? He implemented a Muslim ban.
That's the same thing I said.
Well, in New York, that's not going to go down because they actually are still letting people in. And I think in Massachusetts also, right?
Right.
The judges there have said they are not going along with this ban because it's unconstitutional. It's illegal.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, yes. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
This is Kai from Queens. Peace, everybody.
Peace. Now, how do you feel about the Donald Trump ban?
I am a born Muslim. I am American 100%. I think it's disgusting. It's it's violating the Constitution in the interest of America and foreign relations. It's disgusting, man. He's a disgusting person. To tell people that, you know, they've worked hard all these years to, you know, provide for their families, and to just tell them you can't go back to that area, you can't go back to this place. Most of them are Americans now. That's disgusting. And for people on social media and everybody to be like, oh, it's nothing wrong with it.
Donald Trump is creating.
Sorry?
I said families are being ripped apart. People have their visas. They should be able to be here legally. They're being sent back.
But what I think what's happening, what we don't realize, is he's creating a post 9/11 tension in the air that people are now afraid again of Muslims. Look what just happened in Quebec. You know, people are now being afraid, and it's creating that tension of don't go near them, stay away from them, you know, harm them, and God forbid. But I think that this is going to continue to happen. It's going to be a fear of stay away
it's an irrational fear too. Because the odds of an American being killed by an immigrant terrorist of faith are 1 in 3.6 million. You got a better chance of getting killed by another American. You got a better chance of getting struck by lightning.
But he's playing in the fears of the people for majority of it as well.
Now, if you look on Bloomberg.com, they also talk about Trump's immigration ban does not include countries where he has business ties. So
that's
any
true.
Place that he, any place that he's done business or he has pursued potential deals, they are not included in that ban, even though they're Muslim majority countries.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What do you think about the Trump ban?
You know, I think you guys are making it out to be a little bit differently. You all have a huge influence on the community and a lot of listeners, and I think a lot of people that are going to go to work today thinking some things. I really want to make it known it's only 7 countries and it's only for 120 days.
We said that.
But he said it's a ban of all Muslims, and there's a lot of countries, Saudi Arabia, lots of other countries, people
where
can
does,
come.
Where Donald Trump does business.
And there's lots of other Muslim countries, too. I just want to make sure that you're putting the information out there so people have a clear understanding, because you have an important voice in the community, and people are going to hear it and going to go to work with a certain idea.
No, you're right, sir, but I want to ask you a question. If it's not a Muslim ban, what is it?
It is a ban on countries where
Muslims are from.
Right.
There certainly are, but there's a whole lot of Muslims in Saudi Arabia. There's a whole lot of Muslims in other countries as well. It's only for 120 days, and it's only 7 countries. And I don't think it's a whole
and
lot
I think it's temporary, but it could still be extended, and it's the beginning
there's
of
no
starting
doubt.
Something that's going to last
absolutely.
Longer than that.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. You're okay with the ban.
You're right. So I just want to be clear, because I understand. I like your point. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban on Muslims for 120 days.
It's a ban on people from those 7
you
countries.
Don't
for
120 you don't
days.
Then you agree with it.
I think for right now it's fine. One of the things that the concerns have been in countries where the government is completely in disarray, for example, like Syria. It's pretty difficult to get information on backgrounds of peoples. Obviously, the Iranians don't like us very much. You see a lot of bad things going on in Yemen. So I don't know how you're supposed to get background information and background checks from those countries.
What about the people who already have visas that are being sent back? What about the students who are coming here? Should they still now, after they've been here and had no issues and had their visas and worked for the government in some cases, be sent back?
Absolutely not, because those people, we have some information on them. We know their character. We know their heart. We
but
know
they
who
are
they
being
are.
Sent back.
I'm not so sure about that. And if you checked on that, I don't know that much about that particular mm-hmm. part about it. And you might be right on
yeah.
that.
No, they have.
And that's wrong.
They have been. Thank we just played calling. A clip of the guy who's been here for 20 years as an American citizen. He's actually a contractor, builds American people houses, and they sent his brother back to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is if you can prevent another 9/11, by all means, do it. But it has to be a better vetting process that properly represents the liberty and justice for all that this country is supposed to be about. And the other moral of the story is I'm way more concerned about the Trump administration killing us than I am Islamic jihadist immigrants killing us.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Who's going to protect us from them? Who's going to protect us from the Trump administration?
Yes, we'll talk more about the SAG Awards that went down over the weekend. We'll tell you what some of those big winners are. And we will talk about the Warriors coach, Steve Kerr, what he has to say about President Donald Trump and how it's affecting him.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, the Breakfast Club. Angela Yee has her rumor report coming up. Angela Yee, I forgot who you said you
were. We're talking about Steve Harvey, Miss Universe.
Steve Harvey, the OG Steve Harvey. There you go.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
I didn't even realize Miss Universe was on this weekend, but Steve Harvey had to make a little joke about messing up last year with the winner. If you guys remember that, he announced Miss Colombia instead of Miss Philippines. Here's what he had to say this year.
It's the last event. I went and had a little surgery, had some stuff done to my eyes. So when we get to the end and the card comes up, we'll get it right this year.
All right. Well, yeah. Miss France actually won the 2017 Miss Universe. And Miss Haiti actually was runner-up. And there you go.
Boy, if Steve would have messed up and said Miss Haiti instead of Miss France, Lord have mercy. This morning, it'd have been a bunch of wild Haitians outside the radio station ready for action. Yeah,
absolutely.
Don't play with the Haitian community. So I said to all my Haitians, drop one of Clues Bomb for the Haitian master about that, damn it.
All right, Steve Kerr, the Warriors coach, has never really been too fond of President Donald Trump, and he did explain why. Now, here's what he had to say. Because he was born in Beirut in Lebanon, and his father was actually assassinated in 1984.
Yeah.
His father, Malcolm Kerr, was president of the American University in Beirut when he was shot twice in the back of the head by members of an Islamic militant group, Hezbollah. So here is what Steve Kerr had to say.
Someone who has, whose family member was a victim of terrorism, and having lost my father, if we're trying to combat terrorism by banishing people from coming to this country, really going against the principles of what our country's about and creating fear, if anything, we could be breeding anger and terror. I feel for all the people who are affected. Families are being torn apart. And I worry in the big picture what this means to the security of the world.
I'm just trying to figure out what happened to liberty and justice for all.
Right.
Freedom, justice, and equality. What happened? I thought those are the creeds we stand on as a country.
But you know what
and
I was thinking?
And you know, right now, we look really weak to other countries.
Absolutely. But you know what I was thinking? You know, every time, every year when a team wins the championship, they visit the president, right? Mm-hmm. So if the Warriors win or the Cleveland Cavaliers win, they're just not going to go visit the president because none of them F with the president, correct?
Right.
And if you're an immigrant on that team, you definitely can't go.
Mm-mm.
You're not allowed.
Who the immigrants on
Sorry,
the
Warriors? Sorry, you can't come in. I mean, their coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their coach.
Who's the Warriors coach? Oh, yeah, Steve Kerr.
That's who just was
playing the audio.
Steph Curry, you're an immigrant.
Steph Curry is not
He definitely, there's nobody else that beige in the country. Who where you from?
Anyway.
He might be from New York. I don't know.
But that's a sad story because obviously he's deeply affected by what happened in his own family where his dad was killed by ISIS.
Right.
All right, now let's discuss the SAG Awards. This happened over the weekend. An outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture that Hidden Figures won. Any of you guys see Hidden Figures yet?
Nope.
No,
I want to.
I'm going to see it today. Also, outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role went to Denzel for Fences. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role that went to Mahershala Ali for Moonlight. Outstanding performance by a female actor in a supporting role went to Viola Davis for Fences. And you're going to love this. Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a comedy series went to Orange is the New Black.
Oh, man. Drop on the Clues Bomb for Orange is the New Black. You know that's my show.
Yes,
I got Piper Fever.
I know. When is that coming back?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm.
That what are you eating?
A protein bar. That last season of Orange is the New Black took so much out of me, man. Lord have mercy.
I know. At the end, right? It's so sad.
You still can't say rest in peace to her because...
No! Because some people might not have watched it yet.
Okay.
And y'all don't watch Homeland?
No.
Y'all don't watch Homeland? All right. Homeland's starting slow this year. It's a real slow starting. Hopefully it gets better.
That's because they all busy because it is Muslim ban. All right?
And one of them... yeah. And speaking of that, you know, as I told you earlier, the CEO of Starbucks says that they will hire 10,000 refugees over 5 years in response to Donald Trump's immigration order. Airbnb is going to be providing free housing for people now who are victims and can't get back to where they're from because of this ban.
If I was Starbucks, I would just write Allah Akbar on everybody's cups today. Just write it on there and hand it to them. Just because.
All righty.
Don't even wait for their names.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right. The People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. Also, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow, right? No, we won't see you guys tomorrow. You guys are taking off a couple days? Okay.
How are you going to see them? You're going to be in L.A.
Well, I thought maybe we were going to broadcast out in L.A., but I guess not. Revolt, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Thursday. All right, everybody else tomorrow. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.